Covers you with Xiaomi, co-signs with Shabbos Bavli, Daf Kuf Yud Aleph. We begin with Xiaomi on Daf Ayin Hem, the base of the Mishnah. Chishish b'shinov, le'igma b'hen chaymet, so the matabal hu kadal koiv in esrape and esrape. If one's teeth hurt, he may not ingest vinegar on Shabbos. He may eat vegetables dipped in vinegar. It's no problem if he gets healed. Chishish b'masnov, le'yifich yayin b'chaymet avasachu, if one's loins hurt, he may not anoint with wine or vinegar. He may anoint with oil, but not rose oil. Ne'melachim sachim al gabi makrifiyem shemen vard v'kendech v'nei melachim yasuch b'chol. Princes may anoint their wounds with rose oil, because that's the way princes behave during the week. And Rav Shimon says, all of b'nei Yisrael are like princes. The Gemara says, "Ksiv kechoymetz l'shinayim, ka'ashen le'inayim, v'adam ha'achin." The Gemara asks on the pasuk in Mishlei, in Perek Yud pasuk Chavav, the pasuk says, "Vinegar is for teeth like smoke is for the eyes." How can you say that vinegar helps teeth? Amos Shimon ba'aba b'chaim san shalpeiroisi masnisa. The Shema Abba answered that our mission discusses vinegar of other produce. Amar Blaza ben Yosa Avafilu Tema Kumasnisen Tavla Vishta Ubishli Tavzen. Or we can answer Blaza Ba Yesi that you can even say that, like the simple understanding of our Mishnah, vinegar from grapes, from grape wine that's soured, vinegar is good for bad, it helps for wounds, but it has bad for good, which means literally can damage the teeth of a healthy person. Tani lo yehi megame chaymetz poilet and megame chaymetz baleah. Bison says he may not ingest and he's put in his mouth and spit out, but he may ingest and swallow. Asnisa amma sha'asalik meis levleah betanina nachishesh v'shinav le'igma bahen chaymetz. Our Mishnah forbids to ingest and swallow. It says if one's teeth hurt, he may not be yigme vinegar. Mahi kadoin. What was the conclusion? Oi kerebi, oi kere divrei hapo. The megame chaymetz, you say acha tivulai. The answer is that either the Brisa is like Rebbe and our Mishnah is like Rabbanon, or the Brisa is like everyone, means it discusses one who swallows vinegar after eating something dipped in vinegar, then it's normal to swallow vinegar, like we said, we're going to say below. Rabbi Abu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan ha-koyfes chitei truma leike. Rabbi Yochanan said that a non-koyan who eats truma wheat intentionally is receiving lashes. Rabbi Abu b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Amagame chaymetz your truma leike. Well, quoting Rabbi Yochanan said that the non-Korean who swallowed truma vinegar, if he did it intentionally, he is lashed. Amagame chaymetz your truma, mishalam sakerim ve'im mishalam sakhoymesh, hapaisis chitim shal truma, mishalam sakerim ve'im mishalam sakhoymesh. A non-Korean who swallows truma vinegar, b'shegeg, pays the principal, but does not pay chaymesh. A non-Korean who eats truma wheat for shoyigeg pays principal but does not pay the chaymesh. Rabbi Aimer Ani Shu Mashalim Karen B'chaymesh. Rabbi says, I say that he pays principal and chaymesh. Yim Yerushalim Rabbi Imi Moedim Chachomim Le Rabbi Vagam Chaymet Shal Truma Acha Tzivulai Shu Mashalim Karen B'chaymesh Chachomet Meyash Bet HaNefesh. The Yumi, quoting the Yumi, said the Chacham agreed to Rebbe that one who swallows vinegar after dipping, he pays the principal and chaymesh for vinegar revives the soul. Rabbi Abishem, Rabbi Abba Vazab, the Kolshu, Minasaf, Filipnim, Rapanois of the Shabbos. The Talmidim, quoting Abba Vazab, said that any malady from the lips and inwards is dangerous, so we can heal it on Shabbos. Ite, Reb Zera, Ba'atani achishesh shinav le'yigma b'hen chaymetz v'lai min asaf b'lefnehu. Vizeu objects that Amisha teaches that if one hurts, if one's teeth hurts, he may not be yugamel with piments, with vinegar. Atit not from the lips and inside. Vivizewa layam lamakain ela vivizewa v'shem vi avava zavda poshu minachalal v'lefnim merakin aysa. They didn't say so like the Talmidim, rather, they said in the name of the Rabbi Abba Zavda that any internal malady will heal it on Shabbos.
Rabbi Abba Baal Zutra, Rabbi Chaninim Shem Rebbe, Marlin Etzem Shalwesh for Shabbos. Rabbi Zera, quoting Rabbi Zutra, quoting Rabbi Chanina, quoting Rebbe, said that we may raise a bone of the head that fell on Shabbos. Rabbi Abba Maria, Rabbi Yonah, Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Baal Zutra, Rabbi Chanina Shem Rebbe, Marlin Bnois Aznayim b'Shabbos. Rabbi Bar Mari, quoting Rabbi Zera, quoting Rabbi Baal Zutra, quoting Rabbi Chanina, quoting Rebbe, said that we may raise sinews of the ear that fell on Shabbos. Rabbi Amin b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Ayin Shem Marda, Mar Bnois b'Shabbos. Then in Bavel, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, they said that if an eye is about to come out, we heal it on Shabbos. We have all b'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, Gabbos Yodayim, Gabbos Aglayim, Sakona. The Avor, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that a wound on the back of the hand or foot is dangerous and one may mechalal Shabbos for it. The Avor, b'shem Rabbi Yochanan, Hahein Simuka Sakona. The Avor, quoting Rabbi Yochanan, said that redness in the eyes is dangerous. Amar Avon, Loktin Loi Uketz Akrav b'Shabbos. Rabbi Avon said that we take for him the sting of a scorpion to heal it on Shabbos. Rav Amar Hahein Chama Labar Min Eina Shari Lagoy Min Eina Asa. I'll say that when we put wine outside the eye, it looks like he's washing it, in the eye is forbidden. Shmuel Amar Hahein Rik Tafel Asa Letena Gavit Hahein B'Shabbos. We'll say that one may not put bland saliva, means what, from one who did not eat after he woke up, on the eye on Shabbos. Mina Achma Lechazisa. From here you learn as to what may be done in terms of a chazazis, which is a wart on the eye. Avon de Kisoran amin hadar uda'ana sakana. Avon of Kisoran said an illness in which a frog-shaped wound appears on the skin is dangerous. Chizkiya achya b'shem Rabbanon de Kisoran hadar ach shemunesa sakana. Chizkiya akia, quoting Rabbanon of Kisoran, said an illness in which spider-shaped wounds appear on the skin is dangerous. Amr Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Hadar Gumasa Sakana. Shmuel Yitzchak said that an illness in which coal-shaped wounds appear on the skin is dangerous. Amr Vimir, Nesnin Aleha Chometz for Pesach. Vimir said we may put on it chometz even during Pesach. Ahein Balashawi Mishkasa Veshubza. An abscess when we remove the pasmit on Shabbos. Rav Yasa Masnisa Amakein Machat Chayad Letob Baisakoitz. Vekain ma ben koitz ma ben bala. Rabbi Yasa said, supporting it from a Mishnah, that one may take a hand needle on Shabbos to remove a thorn. If you will not say that one may move past from an abscess, what's the difference between a thorn and an abscess? Bahain, it should say, Aima da'ainin, shalon rabiyomya amulain ha rabi abba kemechoin shalon levishawa amulain afana shawi. An eye vision weakened. They asked Rabbi Yomiya, he said, Rabbi Abba is in front of you, ask him. They asked him and he permitted it. Rabbi Yomiya said, I permit. We have all b'shem Rabbi Yochanan Hahein, Tzibduna Sakana. Rabbi Yochanan Rabbi Yochanan said that Tzibduna, which is a tooth ailment, is dangerous. Rabbi Yochanan Matasei Kein, Bahava, Mitzi, Kleime, Barte, Tudamitoi, Tudamitinus, Tiveria, Baruvta, Repati Rum, Rumsa Sadek Rigabo Amalei Mitzvah Ana Klum Lamacha. Rabbi Yochanan had this ailment. He was treated by the daughter of a Gentile officer of Tiberia. On late Friday afternoon, he went to her. He asked her, do I need to do anything tomorrow? Amalei Loi, she said, no. Bin Sarchev Sav Galinan Vetamma Vapalgehen Ikidan Vista Amin Denaklavas Ra'or Desarin Vetzer Demainuk Yabesha Shechuk Shopuk Vetofel. And she said, but if you need, take a date pit that was half burnt, and some say nakalbus pits and barley shells and dry excrement of a miner, bind them together and stick them on the teeth. And don't tell the cure to any person. The next day he went out and expounded it in public. Some say that she choked herself to death, and some say that she converted
because she was impressed that he did not seek to profit from the cure. Ashramina talad, ashramina ahein sibduna sakona, ashramina tekol shehu min asafu lefnim merakin esoi, ashramina ahu damar yaka ba'acha b'shem Rabbi Yochanan im hayavoy fenehman muter. We learn from this three matters. We learn that sibduna is dangerous. You learn anything from the lips and inside, we make sure it's to a Gentile. And you learn what Rabbi Yaakov Ba'acha taught in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, that if the Gentile was a reliable doctor, it's permitted. Rabbi Levi had kilum, which is an ailment. Rechanina and Rabbi Yochanan brought him to grind cress on Shabbos, put it in old wine and drink it, and not to endanger himself by waiting till after Shabbos. Rabbi Havale Bala, Asa Chad Barnash Lachash Le Intim, Karnafik Amale, Man Lachshta Le Amale Mila Salam. Shimon Levi's grandson had an abscess on it in his throat. A man whispered in it and it healed. When the man left, Shimon Levi asked what he'd whispered and he told him with a certain word. Amale Noach Havale Elo Hava Mayis Vale Kain, Vahabas Le Kain, Keshkagan Shiitz Mesnei Ashalit. Shimon Levi said it would have been better that he die and not hear this name of Tumah. And so it happened that his grandson died, as the Pasuk says in Kehelet Perek Yud Pasuk He, like a mistake that came from in front of the ruler. Yaakov by Idi, B'Shem Rabbi Yonason, B'Kol Misrapin, Chutz Me'akum, B'Gil HaRayis HaShihur Stomim. Yaakov by Idi, quoting Yochanan, said that we may be cured through anything except for idolatry, immorality, and murder. The Pinchas boy at Kadoin, Kishamale Hevili, the Eitzim Me'akum Be'Eviloi, Hevili Aveli Alim Stam Be'Eviloi Me'akum. The Pinchas asked, this is when the doctor said to him, bring to me wood of idolatry, and he brought it to him. If he said, bring to me leaves, Stam, and he brought him of idolatry, what's the law? Yishpinim and Ador, Rabbi Yona Havale Tzumam Mu'in, Aisunle Min Zachusa, Dodori, Beshasa, Acha, Aisunle, Veloi Shasa. We learn from the following. Rabbi Yona was shivering and wanted to drink. They brought him from the source of the spring that flows by the idolatry called Dui, and he drank. They brought to Rabbi Acha, and he did not drink. Am Rabbi Mana, Ilo Yadu Rabbi Yona, Manan Haba, Lai Ishti. Rabbi Mana said, had Rabbi Yona known from where the water came, he would not have drunk. Am Rabbi Chuna, Masnisa, Makain, Shemis Rapim, Megil Arayas. Rabbi Chuna said, a Brisa teaches that we may not be cured through immorality. As the Brisa teaches, Shabbos was permitted, but Nara Murasa, a betrothed girl, was not permitted. Shabbos was permitted, it is not to heal through Chil Shabbos, and correspondingly, Nara Murasa was not permitted even to heal. Not only when he tells him, bring to me a married woman to have relations with her, rather even to hear her voice. This is like the case of a man who desired a woman in the days of Blaza, and he became dangerously sick. He asked Blaza if she may pass in front of him, and he will live, and he said he will die, and do not do this. They asked if he may hear her voice, and he will live, and Rabbi Elazar said he would rather die and not do so. Mahabas, what was her status in her marital status? Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi, Rabbi Yitzhak bar Nachman, Chadama Ishis Ish, Shachrona Amma Pinuya. The answer is Rabbi Yaakov bar Idi and Rabbi Yitzhak bar Nachman disagreed. One of them said that she was married, and another one said that she was single. Mandama Ishis Ish, Nicha, the one who said he was married, this is fine. Mandama Pruniya, Baha, Ba'kicha, Nagwa, Rachim Isa Vyemi Dilblaza, Basharali, Kamba Pruniya, Kamba Ishish. According to the opinion that she was single, then it's difficult because Ba'kicha Nagwa desired a woman in the days of Blaza, and he permitted that she pass in front of him. We have to say that here, Ba'kicha desired a single woman, and here, the other cases must be that in our case, she was married. I feel a tame Makanda Kamba Pruniya, or we can even say that in both cases, she was single. The answer is in the First case, he put his eyes on her when she was married, and Rav Loza forbade her even after she was widowed or divorced.
A second version is that she was an esteemed woman, and surely he would not marry her, so what he would do would be asa, because one may intend to look at a single woman only to see if he wants to marry her. Therefore, he forbade him.
Rabbi Chanina says that there's a Mishnah that teaches that we may not be cured through murder.
The Mishnah says that if a woman is in danger of dying while giving birth, once the majority of the baby is left, we don't touch him, means we don't kill the baby to save her, because we don't cast off one soul to save another soul.
It's not only when he told him, kill Pliny, because if not, I'll kill you. Even if he said, steal from Pliny, but may not do so to save himself.
Tani Akum Ba'akum, should say, Asa. You saw Ba'akum Mutu.
The Bible says a Gentile may not save his life through killing or stealing from a Gentile. A soul may save himself through doing so to a Gentile.
Rechista Boy, Malat Sion Nashre Shel Godel and Nashre Shel Kotten.
Rechista asked, may one save an adult through killing a minor who seeks to kill him, even though a minor cannot accept warning.
Rabbi Yumia
asked, why do they ask? Don't we have a mission that teaches it? It says there, once the majority of the baby has left, we don't touch him, because we don't cast off one soul to save another soul.
Yosef
Rabun, quoting Rechista, answered that there is different, because you don't know who is killing whom, because also the mother is endangering the baby, so we are passive. We ask here, so only the minor is prone to kill the adult.
Rasul Veloza, Ben Dama, Shenoshra Nochash, Uba, Yaakov Ishkfa, Sama, Leufusai, Veloi, Hinich, Leuvishmol.
A case occurred in which Veloza Ben Dama was bitten by a snake. Yaakov Ishkfa, Sama, who was a heretic, came to kill him, and Rishmol would not allow it.
Amalai anime viraya shiopenu lahispik la viraya adjames ben dama.
Ben Dama said, I will bring a proof that he may heal me. Ben Dama didn't have time to bring the proof before he died.
Alai Rabbi Shmuel, Ashrecha ben Dama shiyatsa b'sholem min ha'olam leperatsa gederam shel chachomim techzev peretz geder yishchenu nachash.
Rabbi Shmuel said, fortunate are you, Ben Dama, you left the world in Sholem and you didn't breach the chachomim's fence. Of the seven Koheles Pek, Yud Pasuk Ches, one who breaches the fence will be bitten by a snake. His fence being a rabbinical degree.
Ranachash Nashvay, the Gemara asked, well, in any case, he was bitten by a snake and died from it.
Ela Shaloi, Yoshchenu Nachash Lasid Lavi.
Rather, it means he's fortunate that he will not be bitten by a snake in the world to come.
Mahavale Neima, what could he have said to prove it is permitted?
Vyasa Isam Ha'adam V'chai Bahem.
The answer is, it's a pasuk in Vayikra, Perek Yud Ches, pasuk, hey, those that you shall do them, a man shall do them, and he shall live by them. You know, one lives through the mitzvahs, but he should not die due to them.
The Abba Barzavda, B'Shem Rav, Halacha, Kuvi Shimon.
Abba Barzavda, quoting Rav, said, Halacha, follows Kuvi Shimon, he says that anyone may anoint his wounds with rose oil, because all of Bnei Yisrael are like princes.
Leikain, Minos, and Shemon, Barad, Lani, Vleisach.
The proof is, if not, you would need to say that commoners anoint with rose oil only for refuah. This isn't true because did one ever give rose oil to a poor man and he didn't anoint? Well, the only reason he does not anoint for pleasure is because he can't afford it.
Amar Zera, Rabbi Yossi, Chacham, Rabbi Lebar Padaya, Dat Ama, Shmu Asa Min Shmaya.
In Shmei. Rabbi Zera asked Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi, do you know Bar Padaya that you say a teaching in his name? Because perhaps you heard others cite him mistakenly.
Amalei Rabbi Yochanan, Amalei Mishmai, Rabbi Yossi said that Rabbi Yochanan said in his name, and I rely on Rabbi Yochanan.
Amalei Rabbi Zera, Rabbi Abba Barzavda, Chacham Rabbi Lavav Zad Amma Shmosa Bin Shmei.
Rabbi Zera said to Rabbi Abba Barzavda, Rabbi, do you know Rav that you are saying a teaching in his name?
Amalei Rabbi Adda Ba'achva, Amalei Mishmai, Rabbi Abba said that Rabbi Adda Ba'ava said it in his name.
Hanalach Perek Shmoyne Shratzim.
We begin that now, the next perek, it's the 15th perek. אלו קשרים. אלו קשרים שחייבים עליהם קשר הגמלים וקשר ספנים. One is liable for tying knots of camel drivers and sailors. שם שהוא חייב על הקשרים כך הוא חייב על היתרים. It's like one is liable for tying them, he's liable for untying them. ומאה אימא, כל קשר שהוא יוכל להתירו ביד האחס אין חייבים עליו. May says any knot that one can untie with one hand, one is not liable for. The Gemara says, "Makshir ha'isa b'mishkan." What time was there in the Mishkan? Shari koshin es amisarim. The answer is that they tied ropes, they held up curtains into pegs. Lele shah ha'isa. Wasn't this temporary because they would untie them when they journeyed, and the Torah obligates only for permanent knots. Rabbi Yosef, mekain shahayo noisim v'choinin al pi adibur kamei shehi la'olam. Yasa answered that since they traveled and camped according to the Hashem's word, it's considered permanent. Amav Yosi Rabun, Mekan Shevchicha Mamakam Shu Mechnis in the Oret, Kamishu Rishah. Rabbi Yosi Rabun objected and said that, well, since Hashem promised to bring them into the land of Eretz Yisrael, it's considered temporary. Amav Pinchas, Metefa Yerius, Lamdu, Nifsek Hayakoshri, Chazah, Venifsek, Lasifam, Ksharim, Ksharim, the Esher, Shalei, a second answer from Rabbi Pinchas, so we learned tying and untying from people who sewed curtains. If a thread snapped, he would tie the ends. If it snapped again, one cannot make multiple knots in a thread because it's unbecoming. Rather, he unties the first thread and brings another. Am Rabbi Chizkia, Hain, Chaita, Umna, Mevla, Train, Reishi. Hiskia objected and said, a professional tailor, when a thread snaps, he turns the two ends inside so they're not seen on the outside. Ahayda Amadar, you can ask, well, if so, where was this said that? What's the source for tying and untying? Dam Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina, ma'ogi yiriya islamdu ma'ataima, oich ha'yiriya ha'achas kadeh shetei kula achas. The third answer is from Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina that we learned from people who wove curtains. Why did it say, Oyuach Yeruyeha Achas? It should all be one. Nifsek Haya Koshvoy, Mekim Chaya Magia, La Oyuach Ayam Shaula, Ramala. When a thread broke, when the knot needed to be entered into the weaving, he untied it and entered the ends. Otanchum of Hashem Ruf Kuna, Afilu Erev Chibale Lehayabai, Lekeshevale Tiemis. And Tanchum, quoting Rav Huna, said that even the woof, which is the widthwise thread, did not have a knot or twin threads intermeshed together with the warp, and all the more so knots and twin threads were not found in the warp, where they would be more evident. Hani Rav Hoshia, Choytel, Shal Tamarim, Rav Tidia, Shal Tamarim, Kairio, Mati, Ovad, Shal Yikshol. Rav Hoshia said that a basket of, or box of dates, on Meiter, or untie the kaveh if it's tied with a rope, on Shabbos, as long as he does not tie.